So what they asked me to talk to today a little bit about is the role that the exchanges are playing these days with regard to surveillance of their markets, but also enforcement of potential rule violations. And that dynamic is one that has been around for a long, long time, but in the last several years, it has changed, and it has changed in significant ways. And so I thought what I would do was just give a little bit of background about how the exchanges have operated historically from a perspective of enforcing their rules to what we're seeing today, and maybe a couple practical tips in terms of what you should be thinking about and doing in that regard. So when we talk about exchanges, the CME, ICE, we're talking about designated contract markets that are registered with the CFTC. And the reason why I raise that is that historically, one of the core principles that an exchange has to satisfy is its ability to demonstrate that its contracts are not susceptible to manipulation. And as you know, they have fairly robust surveillance staffs and regulatory enforcement staffs that are monitoring their markets and activity on their markets for potential disruption, for potential rule violations, for potential illegitimate conduct. And the relationship historically between that function within an exchange and the primary regulator over these commodities, which is the CFTC, has been one where the exchange staff was likely the frontline surveillance staff. They were the frontline regulator for their markets. The CFTC enforcement staff was apprised of what was going on. They were separately monitoring the markets, but they were, to an extent, deferential.